It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, economy. Indirectly affected by the Russia-Ukrainian war. Across the world, top wheat-producing areas affected by a variety of factors that will lead to rising costs and shortages around the world. Droughts, floods, and heat waves plaguing farmland in the U.S., Europe, and China. And Ukraine, of course, which is the world's largest wheat producer, there's a war on, and that could slash production there by upwards of a third. There is one exception to all of this, however. Russia. Russia is expected to have a bumper crop as wheat prices soar because of shortages from other wheat-producing nations. Those sanctions are working out really well. Remember, last week we told you Russia's oil and gas revenues increasing by 50% year over year because of the sanctions. Meanwhile, economic news out of China surprised analysts Monday morning, and the news was not good. Industrial output dropped 2.9% in April year over year. That was worse than the median consensus of analysts. They estimated a 0.5% decrease. Instead, it was 2.9%. This is only the second monthly contraction in China since 1990, but the biggest drop on record. Retail sales dropped 11.1%, twice as worse as the consensus estimate of 6.6%, and the unemployment rate in China climbed to 6.1%, higher than the forecast of 6%, and just shy of the 6.2% rate reported during the peak of the COVID crisis in February of 2020. Worse, the biggest driver of household wealth in China, which is real estate and housing, remains in a, frankly, free fall. Home sales value have dropped 32.2% in China year-to-date, year-over-year. So this year, compared to last year, a drop of almost one-third in home sales values. Property sales values down 29.5% year-to-date, year-over-year. And that's contributing to some rumors coming out of China, which I normally would not pass along, because normally those rumors are false. But this is being reported by Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, who is a respected reporter with an eye to military especially. But Gertz reports that rumors circulating in China and among overseas Chinese expats is that China's President Xi Jinping, who's essentially been decreed president for life, might step down because he's coming under fire for the draconian lockdowns as they continue to pursue their zero COVID policy in China. Rumors followed a meeting last week of the Party Politburo, the Politburo Standing Committee, rather. That's the leadership group that rules China. Rumors, again, usually false, but sometimes they are precursors to things that actually happen. Topic number 4, taking advantage of a crisis. Sadly, that's exactly what's going on in New York after the horrible shooting, mass shooting in Buffalo. Politicians long have used tragedies as the opportunity to impose policy measures that people would not otherwise consider. Most recently, Samantha Power, who's Joe Biden's administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, long believed to be a CIA cutout, told ABC News that they didn't want to waste the war in Ukraine, taking advantage of that opportunity to, believe it or not, push green initiatives. Hey, price of oil is out of sight. Gasoline, diesel, a record high. We need more green fuel. And it's all Putin's fault. Well, in New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul has adopted the same approach to the massacre in Buffalo in renewing calls, not for gun control. They've already done that. No, she's calling for censorship on the internet. I mean, many drew the connection between the shooting and the need for tighter gun control, which we kind of expect after every incident like this. Hochul went farther to demand the curtailment of protected speech. She pledged to, and I quote, silence the voices of hatred and racism and white supremacy all over the internet, end quote. Now, this is not a racial thing. This reference that Governor Hochul made to national laws to crack down on hate speech, which is in the eye of the beholder, is the latest example that Democratic politicians here in the United States are moving beyond their push for corporate censorship, wanting Facebook and Twitter and Google through YouTube to do it. Now with Elon Musk on the verge of purchasing Twitter, although that's in question right now as the negotiations continue, Democrats are afraid that maybe they won't be able to get corporations to go along with their censorship. So they need to go back to good old-fashioned government censorship. For the public good, of course. Well, this is startling and something I would not have seen even 10 years ago. But this is the norm now for Democrat politicians who really shifted their tone after Musk's proposal to buy Twitter went public. Hillary Clinton went on Twitter, ironically, to call on the European Union to pass legislation called the Digital Services Act to force censorship before it's too late, she tweeted. Problem is, again, Clinton and other Democrats can't count on corporations to do the censorship for them, so now they're turning back to just having the governments do it outright. At the same time, the United Kingdom is pushing its own online safety act. In fact, Elon Musk was summoned to Parliament to answer for his alarming suggestion that free speech be restored to social media. What are you thinking, sir? We can't have people just saying whatever they think. Like, I'm sorry, here in the United States, that's exactly what the First Amendment says. Short of things that can cause imminent harm, like, you know, shouting fire in a crowded theater. But in the UK, apparently it's stay calm and censor on. Now, Governor Hochul here in New York trying to rally voters to the cause of censorship by using the tragedy in Buffalo to defend free speech in response to an event like this is to risk being denounced as supporting violent extremists or dishonoring the fallen. And that's exactly what she's counting on. Topic number three, our global overlords. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Europe this week to join U.S. allies in confronting multiple threats to the world economy. Oh, but while she's there, she's also working on trying to revive a treaty that had 130 nations on board last fall to impose a 15% global tax. This would ostensibly prevent corporations from moving their money into lower tax jurisdictions to save on their tax burden. This would also shift taxing rights among countries that corporations pay taxes based on where their goods and services are sold rather than where their headquarters are. Poland is now balking at the suggestion. They were originally on board, but the Polish government is now saying, now, wait a minute, will the minimum tax actually prevent big tech companies from seeking out lower tax jurisdictions? And, oh, by the way, is it really wise for us to raise taxes and perhaps send our economy into freefall at the same time that we're hosting a wave of refugees from Ukraine? This tax agreement, one of Janet Yellen's main priorities as Treasury Secretary, but it's just the first step towards a global government. Impose a global tax. You need a global agency to collect it and hand out the money. Yes, we can see where that's going. Topic number two, speaking of money in Chicago, money is apparently free, or at least on a limited trial run basis. More than 90,000 Chicagoans applied to be part of the city's study that will test whether universal basic income could reduce poverty in a city. This was in the first 24 hours after the program was announced last week. This program has got $31.5 million allocated, just enough funding to provide $500 a month to 5,000 Chicago families for 12 months. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, this makes it clear that the demand for help in Chicago will far exceed the city's capacity. Again, they've allocated for 5,000. They had 90,000 applicants. Now, the poverty level in Chicago is 17.3%, based on the federal definition of the poverty line. To be eligible for the cash assistance program in Chicago, you only need to be below 250% the federal poverty line. Now, economics blogger Mike Shedlock pointed out that this test, which is intended to see if free money makes people's lives better, is rigged. Of course, on a limited basis, 5,000 people in a city of 3 million, it will make people's lives better. The problem is, money isn't free, and programs like this never scale. You can't take a small-scale test of 5,000 people and scale it up to everyone who would actually need the money, which comes from somebody else anyway, because money, again, is not really free. Even limited to the 17.3% of Chicagoans below the federal poverty line, that's 40% of the cutoff of Mayor Lightfoot's test, this program would cost the city of Chicago $1 billion a year. The city doesn't have that kind of extra money lying around. The problem is that while programs like this never scale up, there is an unlimited supply of government foolishness. Coming up, Liberals are terrified by homeschoolers. That's next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the Dark God plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, put down the chalk and back away from the board. Liberals are afraid that evangelical Christians are hijacking the homeschooling movement. That's according to an op-ed piece at MSNBC last week. Anthea Butler, an opinion columnist for MSNBC, her piece last Thursday titled, How the Conservative Christian Right is Hijacking Homeschooling. Now, I'm not sure how that's possible, since the whole concept of homeschooling is that you, as the parent, decide what your children are being taught. When you send them to a government school, you are being told that you have no right to interfere in the actions of professional educators. Sounds to me like the children are being hijacked when they're in the public school system. This lady writes, quote, the homeschooling surge has been confirmed by the U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of households homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. Maybe the teacher unions overplayed their hand in demanding that schools stay shut down, more than doubling from 5.4% in just 6 months. AP also reported that black households saw the largest jump. Their homeschooling rate rose from 3.3% in the spring of 2020 to 16.1% in the fall, once they saw what their kids were being taught by looking in on the Zoom calls. There is the rub. Can't have people thinking for themselves. They might start thinking about things like personal accountability, self-reliance, voting Republican. Or, I think this is the real reason, it might give Christian parents the opportunity to bring up their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. And the God of this world cannot have that. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, the unveiling, our virtual conference, is on. You still have the better part of the 3 months to take advantage of this. 90 days, these videos will be available. 24 presentations from world-class speakers like Dr. Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, some new faces like Zach Drew and Mondo de la Vega, prophecy experts like Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson. I talk a bit of prophecy in mine as well, drawn from a couple of chapters in my book, Second Coming of Saturn. Dr. Doug Petrovich talking about an exciting archaeological find in Israel from the ancient city of Lachish that ties directly to the conquest of Canaan by Joshua and the Israelites. And more than that, directly to Joshua's long day, sun, sand, sill in the Valley of Ajalon. Fascinating stuff. Don't miss this. Take advantage of it. And when you do sign up for this conference, you get special bonus material for free access to the 5 documentary films from Skywatch Films, The Great Delusion, The Secret Destiny of America, and the award-winning Silent Cry and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Also, The Belly of the Beast, an expose of the occult symbolism of the art and architecture of our nation's capital. All of that for your registration. It's online now. The place to register. Find out more at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. During the month of May, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the book Redeemed, Unredeemable, The Forgiveness of God, The Love of God Knows No Bounds. Yes, there will be a reckoning someday. He is also a just God, but He is merciful beyond our imagining. Don't take advantage of this opportunity. Someone you know will be blessed by this. Tom Horn and Donna Howell, this is a masterwork, and you set the price. For your gift of any amount during the month of May, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send a copy of Redeemed, Unredeemable to you. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. We're going to Turkey this fall. Why Turkey? Because Turkey is a land of both historic and prophetic significance, and historic in the biblical sense. The churches of Revelation are there. Abraham's hometown was there. Noah's Ark landed there. A lot of stuff happened in Turkey, both in the patriarchal era and the Christian era. And we'll be talking about this all along the way. Sharon and I inviting you to join us, and best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, as we travel around the land of Turkey from October 18th through November 3rd. You can find out more online. This will be a relatively small tour, just a couple of dozen people. Skywatchinturkey.com or scan the QR code on your screen. Or next spring, how about joining us in the Holy Land? Sharon and me, along with the co-hosts of the Simply His program from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, as we take you on a tour of Israel that is like no other. Learning some new stuff about the importance of the Galilee and the region between the Sea of Galilee and Mount Hermon. And we'll be teaching and preaching on that. Of course, we'll visit some of the archaeological sites tied to the Bible, Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, some exciting stuff coming from that location as well, like possibly the location of the tabernacle for more than 3 centuries. We'll, of course, go to Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, but we'll also see sites like Gilgal Rephaim. We'll see the site of Sisera's fortress. He was the Canaanite general who got the tent peg in his head. Serpent Mound of Bashan, Masada, and much, much more. And the optional 3-day extension to Jordan is that is powerful. Petra, significant both historically and prophetically. And the view from Mount Nebo, where you see what Moses saw just before he was called home. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com. Itineraries there, breakdown of costs there, place to reserve your spot, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue discussion of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. Last week, we talked about the entity from the abyss, the destroyer. This week, we talk about the connection to the United States Capitol and January 6th of last year. Yes, that's why the U.S. Capitol is on the cover of the book. Don't miss this program. You'll find the schedule for our over-the-air broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Roku channel or Apple TV, you can watch it right now or download our free mobile app. The free mobile app gets you all of this, too, for iOS devices, Android devices, Amazon, Kindle Fire, tablets, and phones. It is free. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com for your convenience. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.